Grace to you and peace from God who is, who was, and who is to come. Amen. So, this is April 1st, April Fool's Day. Are any of you planning any kind of pranks today by any chance? Pastor Horner told me that he went out the other day. He bought a whole bunch of plastic eggs. He's doing the children's message over at the traditional worship. He bought the plastic eggs and he's filling them with broccoli to give to the kids. He also told me that he's going to put hot sauce in the marshmallow peeps. So if he offers you anything, I really wouldn't take it from him. Since 1700, Easter has fallen on April 1st only 11 times. That's a 3.5% in 318 years. The last time that Easter fell on April 1st was 62 years ago in 1956. It'll happen two more times in this century, in just a few years, in 2029, and then again in 2040. And it won't happen then after that for another 68 years in 2108. Probably most of us here won't see that one. I enjoy a good April Fool's story. One of the best that I heard a few years ago, I hope I'll be able to tell it better this time than I did last time. I heard a story on NPR just a couple of years ago about how some historians were desperately trying to interview all of the surviving World War II dolphins. Now, these dolphins had been trained during the war to place magnetic bombs on the hulls of enemy ships. And this historian talked about how they were interviewing the dolphins to get their amazing stories about the training they underwent, about the enemy waters that they swam through, the ships that they were able to destroy. And then they had a clip of several seconds of a dolphin chirping away. And then the historian came on and said, of course, we have no idea what they're saying because none of us can understand them. Yeah, it went over that well last time, too. I thought it was a funny story when I heard it on NPR. Now, I will say, I got caught by a story several years ago when I lived up in Northumberland County. The local newspaper, Sunbury Daily Item, ran an article. It talked about how Montour County is the smallest county in Pennsylvania, how they were going to merge with neighboring Columbia County, cost savings, things like that. And the article then went on to poke a little bit of fun at then-Governor Tom Ridge by quoting him as saying, "I didn't even know we had a Montour County." All right, that one went over better. Good. I do think, though, one of the best I have ever heard was from the BBC, and they reported about the Great Spaghetti Harvest of 1957. Supposedly, according to the BBC, during this three-minute film, this harvest in Switzerland is an annual event. The farmers there had been working for years. They were finally able to perfect plants that grew spaghetti in the exact same length. And, of course, then they would harvest it and had a big celebration every year. This prank went over so well that people from all over the United Kingdom inundated the BBC office asking where they could purchase a spaghetti tree. Today, though, is Easter. This is a high holy day in Christianity. We celebrate it with some wonderful special music, with great decorations. You're probably going to have some great celebrations of your own. Many of you will be getting together with family. Maybe you've got a new outfit on. You're hopefully going to have a special meal somewhere. In John's Gospel, this one week, Palm Sunday to Easter, 7 days, takes up 9 chapters out of 21. That's nearly 40% of John's Gospel. Yet, while it's a high holy day for Christianity, it's barely mentioned in secular history. About the only mention we get is from a first century historian named Josephus, a Roman Jewish historian. He wrote, "About this time there lived Jesus, a wise man, if indeed one ought to call him a man, For he was one who performed surprising deeds and was a teacher of such people as accept the truth gladly. He won over many Jews and many of the Greeks. He was the Christ. And when, upon the accusation of the principal men among us, Pilate had condemned him to the cross, those who had first come to love him did not cease. He appeared to them, spending a third day restored to life. For the prophets of God had foretold these things and 1,000 other marvels about him. And the tribe of the Christians, so called after him, has still to this day not disappeared. When we think about it, though, the Easter story is a little bit odd, kind of peculiar, a little funny. I mean, just a week ago, we were celebrating Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, waving palms over our heads. In the story, we heard about how they laid the palms down on the road, put their cloaks on the road to help with the dust. Excuse me. Then we went from Palm, celebrating Palm Sunday, to Jesus' arrest on Thursday, his trial, his execution on Friday, and Saturday as a day of mourning. Yet here we are on Easter. Jesus pulled off a great April Fool's joke. We celebrate Easter as a day of joy and laughter because Jesus had made the devil the brunt of the joke. So what is it that makes a joke funny? I think it's that kick of discovery that which first leads us one way and then suddenly our shifts our perception to something else. For example, Pastor Johnson celebrated his 60th birthday. The congregation of St. Paul's decided to present to him a brand new suit. And he was so moved by the gift that the next Sunday, as he stood before them, getting ready to preach his sermon, a tear in his eye, he said, I am preaching to you in my birthday suit. The shift of perception, that's what makes a good joke, right? You hopefully don't see that punchline coming. That same kind of shift in perception is what happened to Mary on that Sunday morning there by the tomb. She did not recognize Jesus, even though he's standing right there in front of her. She didn't recognize him even when he spoke to her, when he asked, "Why are you weeping?" It's only when he called her by her name, that's when he delivers the punchline. Bam! Jesus changes Mary's perspective. She realizes that Jesus is not dead. She was confused, but her perception shifts when she realizes that her Lord, her friend, her Savior is alive. Her perception shifts from being a weeping, depressed follower of a dead teacher to becoming a bold proclaimer of the risen Lord who is alive. Now, this perception change can happen to us as well. Because of the resurrection, our perception shifts. It changes. For those who didn't feel that they do not have worth, for those who feel abandoned, those who think that they are not loved, not even sure of what they believe, the power of God comes into our life, shifts our perception, changes and inspires us, and tells us that we do have worth, we are not abandoned, and that we are all most definitely loved. So on this April 1st, on this April Fool's Day, let's celebrate that joke that Jesus pulls on sin and death and the devil. Let's remember what this day is about. Resurrection and transformation. For 2,000 years, the resurrection has transformed lives, given hope to those who have lost hope. Jesus started the joke on death and the devil last Friday. But today, on Easter, we celebrate the last, best, joyous laugh of all. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.